我是潘敬泰，香港人民学会的副会长，和这个人生哲学的讲者。正如上次一样，我们呢今次呢都是继续讲这个人生哲学之中 的人性的哲学。我上个礼拜呢就讲完了这个我都很喜欢的法国的哲学家Michel de Montaigne。今个礼拜呢我又同大家呢就介绍另外一个都非常之出名嘅哲学家。咁呢个哲学家呢好似亦都係好似呢个 Michel de Montaigne 咁一样。佢都係一个我可以话呢係怀疑主义嘅始祖嚟嘅。咁呢个人呢就係、是、可能大家都会听过佢嘅名啦，咁佢就叫 David Hume。咁我相信呢所有读这个哲学的人呢特别呢对这个怀疑主义有任何认识的人呢一定会听过这个名字的。咁这个这个人呢就是这个 David Hume。咁 David Hume 呢佢呢就在这个出生的年期呢就1711年，咁佢呢就1776年就那个过身的。咁可以话呢係一个非常之18世纪嘅典型嘅人物。咁喺呢个Michel de Montaigne 呢就佢就比较早少少，咁佢呢就嗰、那个嘅思想嗰度呢佢都仲仍然呢佢係好相信呢、這个个神嘅。咁但係呢就呢、這个 David Hume 呢佢对于呢、這个这个欧洲非常之影响大个所谓的神或者天主他那个信仰呢他采取了一种极之怀疑的态度。那么就这个David Hume 呢他特别呢就在这个宗教哲学那里呢他提出了这个怀疑究竟一个这个世界上可不可能呢有些所谓的叫神迹出现呢，那他这里呢就有些就算到现在呢都很多人呢都会依赖的论据去证明呢这个神迹呢是一些极不可信的事实来的。好啦，那我首先呢我就要讲讲呢就这个David Hume 啦，就佢喺哲学上嘅重要性。咁佢咧就佢对后来呢、这个欧洲嘅哲学咧，佢影响非常之大嘅。咁咧就好多不同嘅哲学家咧，都曾经咧就即系话咧睇过佢之睇过呢个 David Hume 嘅作品之后咧，就认为咧佢受到佢嘅影佢嗰个哲学思想嘅影响嘅。咁就第一个咧。就是这个 Schopenhauer 呢他对这个叔本华咁就他对这个这个 David Hume 呢他讲法就咁样讲。There's more to be learned from each page of David Hume than from the collected philosophical works of Hegel, Herbert, and Schleiermacher taken together. 我睇呢个 David Hume 所讲嗰啲每一页啊都多过晒全Hegel、黑格尔、Herbert、哈尔巴德、Schleiermacher， 就 Schleiermacher 咧就系一个德国嘅 idealist， 即系理想主义咧嘅哲学家嚟嘅，或者将啲人全部写嗰啲书咧加埋都唔够。我睇呢个 David Hume 一页咁有用。咁可想而知呢即係呢个 Schopenhauer 呢就对于呢、这个David Hume 个评价系几咁高。咁除此之外呢咁另外呢如果我哋喺20世纪嗰度读嗰啲分析哲学有一个亦都有一个冇人唔识嘅哲学家就是 AJ Iyer。咁佢呢亦都系咁讲佢亦都觉得呢就自己关于所谓的 logical positivism， 那些 嘅意見咧，大部分咧都係抄襲於呢個 David Hume 呢個自己承認。除此之外咧，呢、這個 Albert Einstein 咁佢哋亦都有講，佢話呢個 David Hume 咧，即係佢嗰個對於呢、這個人能夠運用我哋嘅智慧去了解個世界嗰個動力，咁亦都係咧就由佢睇咗呢個 David Hume 咧而嚟。咁除此之外咧，仲有另外一個非常之著名嘅科學嘅關於科學嘅哲學嘅重要人物，呢、這個 Karl Popper 亦都係一個冇人即係讀哲學咧冇人唔識嘅哲學家。咁佢嘅講法咧，佢亦都係咁講，佢就話佢寫嗰個 Logic of Scientific Discovery。同埋 conjecture and refutation， 佢自己都咁講，佢話我係透過呢個 David Hume 所發明嘅嗰個 induction 就叫我哋叫歸納推理個方法咧，就係依賴呢個 David Hume 咧而咧就去發展佢嗰套conjecture and refutation。就嗰啲咁嘅書，咁所以可以咁講咧，就呢個 David Hume 咧，喺對於後世特別咧，就呢、這個啲人咧，如果想理性啲，想用啲科學嘅方法去理解嘅世界咧，佢影響係非常之非常之巨大。好啦，咁咧就咁，但係呢、這個 David Hume 究竟係嗰、個生平係點樣咧？咁我亦都想同大家咧。就做一啲少少嘅介紹，作為一種背景嘅資料。咁佢咧就係一個蘇格蘭人。咁佢咧就出世嗰時咧，就佢屋企咧就有兩兄弟。咁佢老豆咧就叫 Joseph Hume 嚇。咁咧就佢就係呢個一個律師嚟嘅。咁佢母親咧就叫做 Catherine Falconer。咁佢咧就呢、這個David Hume 佢嗰、那個好細咧，就個父親就過咗身，佢兩歲嗰時就過咗身，咁所以咧就佢由佢個媽咪咧就湊大嘅，咁佢媽咪咧亦都後來咧都冇再結婚，咁咧就終身咧都係照顧佢嘅。咁佢就而呢個 David Hume 自己本身咧，佢亦都從來冇結過婚，咁咧就佢好多時咧就喺屋企佢屋企咧就喺呢、這個Berwickshire。即係嗰度，咁咧有個屋企嘅，咁佢咧就經常咧都喺嗰度住嘅。咁但係佢就唔係好有錢，咁佢咧就呢、這個人咧就好中意讀書，細細個已經好中意讀書噶啦。咁所以咧就佢12歲嗰時咧已經入咗去呢個 University of Edinburgh， 即係愛丁堡大學。咁有啲人話佢甚至10歲嗰時已經開始啦。咁當時咧就一般人嗰啲人咧，即係讀嗰個 university 咧，就係14歲啊，咁啊進入去呢、這個大學讀書嘅當時啊，咁就佢去到嗰度咧，就佢個人咧就好中意諗嘢，咁所以佢發現咧就喺嗰度嗰啲大學嘅教授咧，覺得冇乜用啊，咁佢話：，嘥曬我啲時間，不如我自己睇下書仲好過。咁佢事實上咧，亦都係真正好中意睇書。咁大概18歲嗰時咧，咁佢咧就佢根據佢自己個嗰個自傳嗰度咧，佢就話：我18歲嗰時咧，我就呢、這個就有一個好大嘅發現。咁就至於咁好大嘅發現咧，係乜嘢咧？就好多人咧都。後來嗰啲學者咧都即喺度估下估下，就冇人，佢冇明顯講出，即係話嗰發現係乜嘢，就好多，但係好多嗰啲咁嘅 David Hume 學者咧，就認為佢咧就發現咗一個哲學家，呢、這個哲學家都喺呢個英國都好出名嘅，就叫 Hutchison。咁佢咧就特別咧就講 Hutchison， 佢講關於咧嗰、那個人嘅道德嚇那個理論。咁就孤論點都好啦，到25歲嗰時咧，就嗰、那個就由於佢冇乜錢啦，咁佢咧就要做嘢啦。咁佢有一段期間咧，就走咗去 去做嗰啲咁嘅商業嚇、啊，去幫人哋做幫個商人咧，就做佢個助手。咁咧就亦都係為咗咁嘅理由咧，就可以就去咗法國嚇、啊，去到 La Flèche， 誒、啊、就喺呢個 Anjou 嗰度。咁咧就咁喺嗰度咧，就佢亦都有經驗，有機會咧。就接觸咗啊啲當時咧就喺呢個教會咧最學問最好嗰啲咧，一般咧都係個耶穌會嗰啲教士，咁佢喺嗰度咧就去到嗰個 La Flèche 嗰度咧，咁啊認識咗啲耶穌會嘅教士，就經常咧就同佢哋交談咁樣。咁佢喺嗰度咧就咁亦都係喺嗰段期間咧，咁佢對於呢個宗教嘅認識咧，由於同佢哋交談咧，就亦都增加咗好多。咁佢就用咗四年嘅時間，就寫咗佢個第一部嘅著作。好多人咧就話呢部著作咧係佢最重要嘅著作。咁呢部著作咧就叫《A Treatise on Human Nature》，就關於人性啊嘅一個論文。咁佢咧就咁，但係呢部書嗰度咧，就佢咧就佢自己講法咧就話佢嘗試咧就去介紹，即係用一啲啊。experimental method 一啲咁嘅實驗嘅方式，咁咧就去研究人嗰個道德啊。咁呢個咧就同佢即係咁，當然咧就呢個 Hutchison 咧亦都係講即係有個道德嘅理論啦。咁去到呢個法國嗰度咧，就同嗰啲咩耶穌會啲教士咧，就當然咧會提及呢個宗教非常之注重個人嘅道德嘅問題。咁所以第一部書咧，咁佢咧就佢講嘅 Treatise of Human Nature 咧，佢亦都係即係嘗試用一啲比較科學啲嘅方法去研究人嗰啲所謂道德係究竟係乜嘢咧咁樣啊，同埋用呢、這個那個理性。同埋嗰個科學嘅方法啊，即係實驗嘅方法，咁咧去研究人嗰個道德啊，究竟係乜嘢？咁呢個咧，好多人咧就話佢一個最重要嘅著作。咁佢咧就寫咗呢部書，但係咧就呢部書就唔係好成功。咁所以佢為佢用咗四年嘅時間啊，讀咗十年書之後，跟住用四年時間就去寫呢部書。咁咧，佢咧就唔係好成功。咁佢自己咧為咗即係推廣呢部書咧，佢自己咧就將呢部書咧就做咗個 summary， 就叫 abstract of a book lately published。咁咧就用咁嘅形式咧，咁咧就寫咗篇文，就自己即係去重新去介紹。咁但係咧就呢部書，咁但係咧就雖然佢用咗咁嘅方法。啊，咁就仍然咧就唔係好成功啊。咁呢個而反為咧，佢最成功嗰啲咧，佢就係佢後期咁佢寫完呢部書之後咧，就佢就後來咧就都寫咗另外喺1744年咧，就寫咗一部就專門關於道德嘅書，同埋呢個政治嘅書，就叫做《Essays Moral and Political》。咁後來咧就喺即係呢啲咁嘅書咧，就喺另外一個著作嗰度叫《Essays Moral, Political and Literary》咁樣。咁佢自己認為自己咧就呢個 David Hume 佢最深於佢認為自己最想做乜嘢咧，就係想做一個非常之好嘅文學家。咁所以嗰度咧就後來個 essay 嗰度就加翻 literary 嗰度，即係文學性嘅作品。咁但係咧就寫完之後咧，就佢咧就當時咧就想寫完之後佢咧就去申請咧就做呢個 Edinburgh University 嘅 moral philosophy 啊，即係道德哲學嗰個申請個職位，就做呢、這個。哲學嘅教授，咁但係咧就因為佢對於呢個宗教就持有一種懷疑嘅態度，咁咧就俾啲教會人士知道咗之後咧，就極力反對，咁因此咧就佢就去唔到大學嗰度教書。 咁就除此之外咧，咁咧就到1751年咧，佢就翻佢咧就佢都有一段時間1746年嗰時咧，咁佢咧就去幫一個將軍叫 General James 啊 James Sinclair 嗰度咧，就幫佢咧就做佢嘅私人秘書，咁啊做咗3年，咁咧就亦都因為咁嘅理由咧。都有機會呢就去到意大利啊，同埋呢就去到呢個澳大利啊，咪去意大利 Turin 啦，咁呢就去呢個澳大利就去咗 Vienna， 咁呢就係因為工作嘅關係。咁除此之外呢，跟住呢就到後來呢就佢就去亦都有到後期啊，咁佢咧就由於呢個佢教書咧就唔係好成功啦，咁啊要為咗揾食咧，就要去做咗頭先我講嗰啲工作啦。咁佢咧就喺1751年咧就翻去呢個 Edinburgh， 咁嗰度咧冇咩嘢做，咁但好在咧就揾咗一份工，就冇批嘅，咁咧就但係咧就係俾佢好多機會就去閱讀博覽群跡，咁佢就做咗個 librarian， 做咗一個圖書館長。咁咧佢咧就就去做咗圖書館長之後咧，咁佢咧就可以即係睇咗好多嗰個圖書，跟住咧就寫咗一部書咧，就係佢成名之作，令到佢嘅終身咧唔再需要咧。就擔心有冇錢，因為佢寫咗部非常之出名嘅書，就叫《History of England》，咁咧就6冊嘅。咁咧呢部書咧就非常之暢銷，出咗好多版，幾十版。咁仲有啲有啲即係簡短版、折衷版。咁即係所以令到呢個 David Hume 咧財源咧。滾滾而來，嗰啲金錢滾滾而來，咁咧就終身以後咧就唔使再為咗呢個生計咧而擔心。咁呢個咧就係呢個 David Hume 咧，就佢最重要，即係喺佢生活方面咧就最重要嘅著作。咁當然咧，後來咧佢就寫完呢部書之後咧，咁亦都。到1765年啊，咁就出曬名啦。咁咧就呢個英國政府咧，亦都揾佢幫手。咁樣曾經咧就去過巴黎嗰度做一啲臨時嘅代辦啊。咁咧亦都後來咧就去做咗呢個 Under Secretary of State 1767年啊，做咗呢個國務院啊，就係嘅 Under Secretary of State。咁就係 Northern Department， 就係咧就關於呢個蘇格蘭啦 ，Northern Department 就蘇格蘭嗰邊。咁佢咧就到1769年咧，咁佢咧就翻去呢個 James Court 就喺 Edinburgh 嗰度。咁喺1769年翻去啦，咁就1771年咧，到1776年咧，咁咧就呢6年咧，佢一直都喺嗰度住啦。咁咧一直1776年咧就叫做過身。咁咧呢個大致上咧。就是那個David Hume 的生平。好啦，咁就講完佢嘅生平之外咧，我哋大家最關心嘅問題，當然就唔係因為 David Hume 係啲咩人啊，佢嘅生平係點樣？我哋最關心嘅問題咧就係、是、David Hume 對呢個人性有啲咩嘅睇法？咁呢方面咧，就呢個 David Hume 咧，就佢亦都覺得個人性咧係。非常之重要嘅，咁佢咧就咁我而家咧就將佢對呢個人性嗰方面嘅論述咧，就同大家做一啲咧簡短嘅介紹。咁就呢個 David Hume 咧，佢認為我哋人研究個人性咧。是一個非常之重要嘅嘢嚟嘅，佢嘅講法咧就係咁樣。 个 nature is the only science of man, and yet has been hitherto the most neglected. 个究竟人性系点样咧？呢个系一个我哋对人嗰个唯一嘅即重要需要知道嘅科学嚟。个 and yet has been hitherto the most neglected。但系好出奇啊！呢样嘢咧就。啲人咧，從來都冇人咧，就好似佢咁樣去特別咧，就將個人性攞出嚟去做研究，就非常之實在上被人哋忽略。咁佢話：咁究竟佢話呢個人性 nature 個人嘅本性，究竟係咩嚟嘅咧？佢話呢個字咧，話 than which there's none more ambiguous and 呢個 equivocal。佢話。呢、这个字究竟点解咧？系一个非常之 ambiguous， 即系模棱两可嘅词语嚟嘅 ，equivocal 啊，亦都系一样 ambiguous，equivocal， 即系可以系咁样，可以另外一样，即系可以像我哋中国人讲啲模棱两可，可以用好多方法去睇佢嘅。咁究竟系咩嚟嘅咧？咁样咁喺呢个嗰、那个David Hume 嗰、那个睇法嗰度咧？他就覺得人呢就他這個其實都可以說呢是在歐洲那個哲學史上呢他第一個人呢就這樣講法的他就覺得那個人呢就是我們其實不是很理性的雖然呢他很他希望呢就用理性和科學的方法去研究這個人性但和研究宗教但是呢佢覺得人其實真真正正咧，並唔係理性嘅。咁佢嘅講法就係咁樣。佢話 pleasure, scarcely in one instance is ever able to reach ecstasy and rapture。因為佢覺得個人咧，經常咧就被各種各樣嘅情緒咧，去煎熬啊，去將佢拱去呢度，拱去嗰度。咁佢第一樣嘢佢就講啦，佢就話：我哋人有好多種嘅唔同嘅 emotions， 好多種唔同嘅情緒嚇。我話第一樣 pleasure 就我哋快感啊。佢話 scarcely in one instance is ever able to reach ecstasy and rapture。佢話好難咧，一次過咧就達到一個 ecstasy 一種忘我嘅狀態，一種瘋狂嘅狀態。rapture。Rapture 都是差不多的意思就是说被一样东西好像魔术那样去吸引了它。And in no one instance can it continue for any time at its highest pitch. 他说我们那些所谓快感就永远都不能够持久的就不可以就是一去到那个顶角那时去到最高潮那时就不能够维持的。In no one's instance can it continue for any time at its highest pitch and altitude. 佢話到時係點啦 ？The spirits evaporate. 咁到時咧，好似突然間咧，嗰啲咁嘅精神啊，嗰啲情緒啊，突然間都好似蒸發咗咁啊。The nerve relaxes. 咁跟住咧，我哋成身咧，我哋啲神經咧，就突然間就鬆弛曬啦。The fabric is disordered.咁我哋全身啲肌肉啊，都好似突然间好似散晒咁样。And the enjoyment quickly degenerates into fatigue and uneasiness。咁原本咧就觉得好开心嗰啲嘢，突然间咧就会劣化 ，degenerate。咁咧越嚟越差啦，变咗就变咗做乜嘢咧 ？fatigue 令到我哋咧就变成好攰、好疲倦 ，uneasiness。跟住咧就好似。周身都唔舒服咁。咁另外一樣嘢呢通常人去講我哋情緒呢就一係就 pleasure, 一係 pain,pleasure 就快樂 ,pain 就痛苦。咁 pain 又點樣呢佢話 good god, how often? 喔佢話真係慘啦。經常都痛㗎都痛苦經常都出現嘅。rises to torture and agony。咁佢嘅情況又點樣呢佢呢就會慢慢咧，就由小痛，跟住咧就好痛， torture， 好似受到極大嘅肉身嘅痛苦咁樣。An agony 咧就係嗰個可以話係一個心理上嘅痛苦，身體上嘅痛苦同埋心理上嘅痛苦。咁樣 ，the longer it continues， it becomes still more genuine agony。越長啦，咁呢個就慘喎，呢個痛苦咧就同個快樂啱相反啊！快樂咧就去到頂角嗰時咧，突然間咧好似冇曬力，咁咧越整越差。但痛苦啱相反，痛苦完咧就好似特別延長咁樣嘅喎。Become still more genuine， 咁覺得哇，越嚟好似越嚟越真實咁樣。咁咧就話呢個咧就係人個痛苦嗰個狀況，就同埋嗰個快樂咧。快感咧，啱相反嘅。咁另外咧，就有一樣嘅情緒咧，就係 patience。patience 又係乜嘢咧 ？patience 即係呢個耐性嚇。patience is exhausted。咁佢話當時咧就咁佢話，去到呢啲咁嘅情況咧，個人咧就即刻冇曬嗰個耐性啦。courage。languages， 咁咧嗰啲勇氣咧，都好似瞓著咗覺咁樣。咁啊，跟住係點啊 ？melancholy seizes us， 跟住咧，我哋就俾一種憂鬱感、抑鬱嘅感覺，就 seizes us， 好似啲獅子咁樣撲埋我哋嗰度，捉住我哋。Nothing terminates our misery but the removal of its cause。咁咧，除非我哋將令我哋痛苦嗰個根源消除，如果唔係，我哋就會繼續咧就好痛苦啦。Or another event， 又或者咧發生另外一件事，令到我哋忘記咗原先嗰種痛苦。Which is the sole cure of all evil？ 佢話：如果我哋即係喺痛苦嗰陣唔會有啲新嘅事情發生，我哋就會繼續痛苦落去。But which, from our natural folly, we regard with still greater horror and consternation. 佢話另外一件事發生就係咩咧 ？The sole cure of all evil， 即係唯一令到嗰啲衰嘢咧就可以醫治好啲衰嘢。But which, from our natural folly， 咁但係咧，由於我哋人咧非常之愚蠢嘅，我哋就會當咗呢啲咧，即係另外一件事係發生嗰時咧，我哋仲會覺得。由於我哋人咧愚蠢，我哋就唔希望有啲新嘅事情發生。咁我哋見到咧，就仲見到好似認為呢啲係非常之恐怖嘅事，有啲新嘅事發生。咁呢個咧就可以話一個對於即係現在我哋用現在個語言嚟講咧，就好多人咧就有啲叫抑鬱症啊。咁佢咧就係、是、第一個咧就比較嗰、那個喺哲學界咧就。花啲筆墨咧，就去描述人個情緒嘅哲學家嚟。咁所以佢對於呢、這個快樂啊嗰個同埋咧痛苦啦就係、是、個人嘅快樂同痛苦咧，就佢係第一個咧就有啲比較精確啲嘅描述。咁佢嗱呢個咧就係、是、第一個佢對呢、這個人個人性嘅睇法。第二咧，就佢亦都有一个好出名嘅对人性嘅睇法嘅。咁佢就觉得头先我哋讲嗰啲咧，佢就话人我哋经常受各种嘅嗰个情绪嘅煎熬啊。第二咧，佢就觉得我哋人性咧，并唔系好似天主教、基督教讲咁嘅，或者亚里士多德柏拉图咁讲。我哋有一个稳定嘅人性，我哋个人性系非常之唔稳定，甚至咧，我哋所谓个自我啊，都系一啲好不即系好唔即系完全咧，即系冇一啲持久性嘅嘢嚟。佢讲法就咁 ：For my part, when I enter most intimately into what I call myself， 佢透過即係 去檢視自己嗰啲情緒嘅活動咧，咁佢就話：咁我發現咧，佢當我最enter most intimately into what I call myself， 當我咧就進入一啲我所認為我叫做我自己最親密咁樣去接觸佢嗰時咧，佢發現你點樣咧？I always stumble on some particular perception or other。 我成日咧都會發現咧，好似跌跌撞撞咁樣，咁樣就遇到啲乜嘢咧 ？perception or other 就係一啲感覺，一啲觸覺，係乜嘢咧 ？Of heat or cold， 有時又覺得好熱，有時覺得好凍。Light or shade， 有時覺得好光，有時覺得好暗。Love or hatred。有时咧觉得即系好中意啲嘢，有时咧觉得好憎、好厌恶啲嘢。pain or pleasure， 有时咧觉得好痛，好痛苦，有时咧觉得好快乐。I never catch myself at any time without a perception。佢每一次咧，我谂下自己嗰时咧，我都发现自己有某一种嘅感觉嘅，冇一次冇感觉。And never can observe anything but the perception。 但除了那种感觉之外，我就发现不到有其他东西。But if anyone upon serious and unprejudiced reflection thinks he has a different notion of himself, I must confess I can reason no longer with him。 假如有个人，他如果认真 serious 认真unprejudice， 即係唔好帶住偏見咁樣去 reflect， 即係去反思佢自己究竟係乜乜東東乜乜嘢嘅時候呢，佢諗完之後呢就話俾佢聽，佢唔係好似我講咁樣嘅，唔係每一次呢佢諗緊自己嗰時呢，佢其實都係有一種嘅感覺，自己係乜嘢，就係一種感覺。I must confess, I can reason no longer with。 咁我咧就一定要話咧，我唔可以同呢啲人再講傾偈嘅，因為呢啲人咧唔係講理性嘅。佢依賴佢嗰、那個嗰啲 prejudice。All I can allow him is， 咁啊，唯一咧我可以即係承認嘅就係乜嘢咧 ？That he may be in the right as well as I， 可能咧或者佢都啱嘅。And that we are essentially different in this particular。 可能大家就住咩係我呢呢方面呢就有啲唔同嘅意見有種根本嘅唔同 ,essentially different。 He may perhaps perceive something simple and continued。 可能佢覺得一個人呢就有啲好簡單嘅嘢 continued， 同埋呢有啲持久嘅嘢嚟嘅 ，which he calls himself， 咁佢叫呢样简单而持久嘅嘢，佢就叫呢个就系佢自己啦咁样。Though I'm certain there's no such principle in me， 对于我自己嚟讲咧，我就发现唔到呢啲咁简单又经常存在又经常都一样嘅嘢。咁所以呢个咧就系佢觉得个人咧，咁所以呢方面就系我哋人经常喺度转变嘅。每一次咧就我哋只系唯一。我哋知道明確知道嗰啲咧，就係有啲唔同嘅感覺。有時係咁樣，佢話有時佢頭先講咧，有 heat or cold，light or shade，love or hatred，pain or pleasure。咁就經常咧都有啲唔同嘅感覺，就永遠嗰啲感覺咧唔會持久嘅。咁所以究竟我哋人係乜嘢咧？咁佢就覺得人咧。我哋冇一个固定嘅状况，我哋经常都转变。咁呢个有第二个 observation。咁所以呢度咧，佢呢个咁嘅思想咧，就我自己觉得咧，就非常之接近呢个佛家，即系嗰个对于人嗰个所谓自我嘅分析，系非常之接近。咁另外咧有一度咧，佢關於呢、這個人嗰個本性係點樣咧，亦都有啲描述。咁我又同大家分享啦。佢就講，佢就話 ，philosophers who have denied it that there are any innate ideas， probably meant only that
that all ideas were copies of an impression.
他說有些哲學家呢就他否認即是我們人呢有些內在、啊的思想的。他說那他們究竟是所指是什麼呢？ Probably meant only that all ideas were copies of our impressions. 可能呢就他們唯一的講的東西呢就是、啊、我們的印象、啊的副本來的。But what is meant by in it? 究竟你說所謂內在、啊內在嘅 ideas 个内在系咩意思啊？佢 if in it is equivalent to natural， 佢如果你所谓内在咧，即系话用自然而言啊有嘅 ，then all the perceptions and ideas of the mind must be granted to be in it or natural。咁样就我哋所有即系以上所讲嗰啲话，成日有种感觉 perception 啊，有种知觉啊。同埋嗰啲咁嘅意念咧，喺个脑嗰度嗰啲咧 ，must be granted to be innate or natural。咁咧你就话啊，呢啲咧就系诶嗰啲所谓内在啊，同埋啊自然啊而然嘅意念啊或者感觉啦。In whatever sense we take the latter word, whether in opposition to what is uncommon, what is artificial, or what is miraculous， 咁无论你用咩语言去描述佢都好啊。不论咧系反对啊，in opposition to what is uncommon， 即系同嗰啲常理啊，嗰啲嘢相反嘅。What is artificial？ 一啲啊即系人为嘅。What is miraculous？ 或者系嗰啲好似奇迹性咁样出现嘅嘢。佢 if in it means contemporary with our birth， 咁如果你所谓嗰、那个in it 啊，那个内在。个意思咧就系只系话出 contemporary with our birth， 即系话喺我哋出世嗰时就有嘅嘢。我哋 dispute seems to be frivolous， 咁咧就喺度拗来拗去咧，就呢啲咧就系一啲无无谓谓嘅拗叫嚟噶啦。There's no point in inquiring when thinking begins, whether before, at or after our birth。咁咧就喺度拗啊，究竟我哋人几时开始谂嘢啊？咁究竟？Before 之前 ，at 啊喺呢、這个啊出世嗰阵，或者 after birth， 或者啊出咗世之后，然后先识谂嘢，咁样就唔需要再讲嘅。啊，换句话嚟讲咧，就根据佢自己讲，佢话我哋人咧就经常咧，我哋嗰个思想经常转变噶嘛，我哋感觉咧经常转变噶嘛。咁究竟你话啊，我哋人几时可以？所以有啲 innate， 即係咁佢有兩個 definition 啦。innate 嘅 ideas 嗰陣 ideas 咧就係關於我哋諗嘢嘅意念啦。我意念點嚟咧？幾時出現咧？出世嗰時已經有啊，定係點樣咧？咁根據佢嘅講法，咁當然咧就我人不斷轉變噶嘛。我哋好難話啊邊啲係幾時有啊？咁咧就除此之外咧，佢又覺得咧。即係我哋嗰個內部嘅思想咧，就好容易受呢個外界影響嘅。咁咧就而但係咧，我哋受咗外界影響之後咧，我哋又以為自己對關於外界嘅意念咧，就喺外界嗰度出現。咁佢講法就係咁啊。But there is a very remarkable inclination in human nature to bestow on external objects the same emotions.Which it observes in itself， 我哋人咧好中意咧，就将我哋自己主观个感觉咧，就投射咗去个外边个世界嗰度。佢话呢个我哋有一个 remarkable inclination， 我哋有一个非常之独特啊，就令人注意嘅倾向，就喺人性入边，就系乜嘢咧 ？Bestow on external objects the same emotions。Which it observes in itself， 咁我哋自己觀察到自己當時有啲咩感覺咧，我哋就將自己個內部嘅主觀嘅感覺咧投射咗出邊嘅世界。我哋唔開心嗰時咧，我哋覺得個世界都灰暗嘅；我哋開心嘅時候咧，就覺得整個世界咧都好似有一種快樂喺就喺外世界外部咁樣嘅。And to find everywhere。
those ideas which are most present to it.
咁咧發現咧，我哋開心嗰時咧，覺得咦，見到每一樣事都係令我哋會特別開心嘅喎。咁我哋唔開心嗰時咧，令到頭頭碰著黑喎，即係咁樣。咁咧其實咧一啲咧就對嗰個我哋人咧就好容易咧就經常咧就將我哋自己主觀嗰個感受咧就投射咗嗰個我哋外邊嘅世界嗰度。咁所以我話呢、這個呢、這個 David Hume 咧，佢係喺歐洲哲學界咧就第一個咧就透過佢自我觀察同埋觀察個世界咧，就描述個人性究竟係點樣，用一啲比較科學啲同務實啲嘅方法咧去檢視究竟人性係點樣咧。咁佢咧就作出個觀察嘅哲學家嚟。咁佢另外有一句咧，佢又講啊，佢 All sentiment is right because sentiment has a reference to nothing beyond itself, and always real whenever man is conscious of it. But all determinations of the understanding are not right because they have a reference to something beyond themselves, to wit, real matter of fact, and are not always conformable to that standard. 佢話從一個意義嚟講咧。我哋所有嘅感覺咧，都係啱嘅。點解 ？Because sentiment has a reference to nothing beyond itself。因為我哋嗰啲感覺咧，佢嗰個 reference， 即係個感覺嘅對象咧，就係自己本身。And it's always real。咁從呢個意義嚟講咧，因為佢就係自己自身產生咁。那個感覺嚟嘅，咁對嗰個感覺到嗰個感覺嗰個人嚟講咧，呢啲嘢一定係真實嘅。Wherever a man is conscious， 即係咁當然咧，就假定咧，就嗰人佢知道自己感覺到乜嘢啦。佢話：但係咧，佢話 ，But all determinations of the understanding are not right。咁但係如果你想了解呢啲嘢，嗰個真真正正咁了解我哋嗰個感覺係乜嘢嗰時咧，我哋就未必是對的。Because they have a reference to something beyond themselves. 因為很多時候我們感覺呢由於另外的東西引起就並不是個感覺自己本身。To wit, 那是什麼呢 ?Real matters of fact, 一些真正的事實。And are not always conformable to that standard. 那我們真正的事實呢和我們感覺到的事實呢可能是兩回事來的。事實還事實。感覺還感覺，但我哋通常咧能夠感覺到嗰啲咧，就係我哋自己嘅感覺。我哋要透過呢個反思，然後先至知道，哦，我哋可能嘅感覺唔啱嘅。咁但經常啲人咧，就一般咧，日常生活之中咧，就好直接咁樣就依賴佢自己嘅感覺，以為佢自己感覺係點咧，嗰啲就真嘅。咁呢個就可以話。咁亦都系另外一個觀察，我哋人咧係好主觀嘅，成日以為自己感覺到嗰啲嘢就等同咗係嗰個事實嘅真相。另外一句咧，佢亦都係咁講，亦都係就住差唔多同樣嘅意思。佢嘅講法話 ：，the identity that we ascribe to things is only a fictitious one。佢話我哋對於事物啊，我哋俾咗個定性俾佢，話呢啲係點樣？呢啲係點樣？呢啲係乜？嗰啲係乜？我哋俾佢嘅定性咧 ，is only fictitious， 即系我哋作出嚟嘅啫。Established by the mind， 由我哋个脑袋自己制造出嚟 ，and not a peculiar nature belonging to what we are talking about， 就唔系我哋我哋指出嗰个所谓事实个事实本身，只系我哋对于事实嘅描述。我哋主观对呢、这个事实嘅感觉嘅了解，我哋嘅了解可能啱，可能错，可能符合事实可能唔符合事实。咁但系好多人咧佢哋当佢观察个世界嗰时咧，就好多时都会带住一啲主观嘅成分透过佢自己嘅感觉，以为啲自己啲感觉就一定啱。 五就呢個咧，就係、是、嗰、那個David Hume 啦。對於呢、這個呢、這個我哋人、那個人性啊，點樣去睇啊、那個世界啊，點樣影響即係、就是、我哋個人嘅主觀咧，點樣影響到我哋點樣去觀察到個世界，所謂個現實啊嘅一啲嘅觀察。除此之外咧，呢、這個David Hume 咧，佢又觀察到咧，佢覺得人性咧係非常之自私嘅。佢有一句好出名嘅説話，我而家同大家介紹。佢話 ：It's not contrary to reason to prefer the destruction of the whole world to the scratching of my finger。佢話咧就，佢話如果阿純粹從嗰個理性去睇，我做去 prefer the destruction of the world， 佢寧願成個世界咧都消失啊，被毀摧毀。有兩樣嘢比較，另外一樣嘢咧，就 scratching of my finger， 咁啊手指痕就走去勾我手指，當手指痕嗰陣。佢唔會理個世界嘅，佢只係會擔心咧，即係唔係擔心咧，就嗰、那個關注咧，佢嘅手指點樣可以停止痕癢？成個世界係咪繼續存在咧？對於一個咁嘅人嚟講咧，係啲無關痛癢嘅事。如果係咁樣做咧，我亦都唔可以話係嗰個人咧。是不理性的。那他这个时其实想讲什么呢？就是说我们的人呢经常受我们自己的情绪所影响。我们觉得很恨很恨，那时呢我们什么都不会理的，我们只是想快点去勾痕止了痕。因为为什么呢？这些是很难受的东西，这些我们感觉好痕嗰时咧，唔拗咧，系好痛苦嘅事。咁我哋唯一个脑可以谂到嘅嘢咧，就完全咧俾拗痕咧就霸占晒，就将其他啲嘢咧就掟开晒。除此之外咧，佢又发现咧，我哋人咧，那个人性系点样咧？就系、是、我哋好唔能够接受现实嘅。我哋好鍾意呢就聽一啲自己聽起上嚟覺得好聽嘅說話。呢個講法就咁。In public affairs, men are often better pleased that the truth, though known to everybody, should be wrapped up under a decent cover than if it were exposed in open daylight to the eyes of all the world。咁佢就話喺呢個公眾嘅事務嗰度咧，嗰啲人咧就好中意，即係 better please， 佢寧願咧，佢會對於啲咩叫真相，佢寧願相信一啲，話 don't know to everybody， 雖然每個人都知道嗰啲真相係點，話 should be wrapped up under decent cover， 仍然咧要講起上嚟咧，講得好聽啲嘅嘢。你話我哋 ，then if it were exposed in open daylight， 咁樣就唔中意咧，就將嗰啲醜陋嘅事實咧，就放咗喺陽光之下，令到每個人都睇清楚啊嗰、那個現實係點。我哋人咧，我中國人咧，我哋講啲人咧中意隱惡揚善，咁尤其是喺政治上就經常都發生，咁大家。即系睇打开报纸，睇下嗰啲我哋嗰啲政治领袖所讲嘅说话，经常咧都系谎言多过真实。点解？因为佢认为嗰啲人咧唔中意听到现实，因为现实有时咧唔系咁好嘅， 現實可能很醜陋的，可能很痛苦的，但這些人呢不喜歡醜陋，不喜歡痛苦，寧願聽一些美麗的方言，這個就是一個人性。同埋呢佢亦都發現呢，就喺政治上啲人係點呀，佢寧願鍾意啲人呢呢、這個口若懸河滔滔不絕遲早華麗咁樣嘅說話，就唔鍾意聽到現實。佢講話就咁樣 ,Amidst all this bustle, it is not reason which carries the price.But eloquence， 佢喺呢個政治圈入邊咧，喺呢啲擾擾攘攘啊咁樣，乜嘢會贏到呢個人啲歡心啊？唔係 reason，not reason， 唔係理性啊。But eloquence 就係嗰啲美麗嘅詞藻啊。And no man needs ever despair of gaining proselyte to the most extravagant hypothesis.Who has art enough to represent it in any favorable color？ 佢话如果你系想你发表咗啲意见系 most extravagant， 因为好夸张嘅，你唔使惊冇人听你嘅，唔使失望冇人听你嘅。但你有个条件，你一定要 art enough to represent it in favorable colors。你一定呢就要有啲技巧能够将呢啲好荒谬嘅建议用一啲睇起上嚟听起上嚟好容易入耳嘅嘢咁就得啦。咁佢话 ,the victory is not gained by the man at arms。你唔好忘記喺呢個政治領域嗰度啊，贏咗仗嗰啲咧就唔係揦住真槍實彈嗰啲人 ，who manage the pike and the sword， 或者你唔係靠揦住個鋤頭啊，咁當然啦，佢講緊呢啲係比較 primitive 啲嗰啲啊，或者揦住支劍啊，即係嗰啲人 ，but by the trumpeters， 而喺吹牛嗰啲人咧，吹喇叭嗰啲人咧 ，drummers 啊打鼓啊。musicians of the army， 同埋咧喺 army 嗰度，即係嗰個軍隊入邊嗰啲音樂家，咁啊整咗啲好令人哋血液沸騰嘅音樂啊，咁啲人咧就會俾你 stir up 嘅，政治都係咁啊，啲人咧表面上好似講理由，但實際上咧佢只係。激动我哋嘅情绪，咁呢个亦都系呢个David Hume 咧，佢觉得个人性一个好重要嘅观察嚟嘅。我哋人咧，并唔系被理性控制嘅，我哋被我哋啲情绪控制。佢话 ，eloquence at its highest pitch leaves little room for reason or reflection。佢话如果呢啲人咧滔滔不绝口若悬河。遲早華麗講得呢好似頭頭是道咁樣，去到最高點嗰時呢 leaves little room for reason， 會講到我哋呢一啲運用我哋嘅理智嘅空間都冇嘅，一啲運用反思嘅能力都冇咗。 But addresses itself entirely to the desires and affections， 因為點解嗰啲人講嘢嗰時咧，佢唔係同我哋講理性嗰啲嘢，佢同我哋講緊我哋嘅慾望嘅嘢，同埋我哋中意嗰啲嘢 ，captivating the willing hearers and subduing the understanding。咁咧就透過啲語言咧，就攞到佢哋嗰個心啊 ，subduing the understanding。但是呢泯滅了他們的理解的能力，所以呢就那些 demagogues 那些紅辯家那麼容易呢就有信徒，就這樣 你唔需要讲理性嘅，总言之讲到啲嘢动听啊，啲人咧就自自然然咧就好多人咧中个头埋去，就跟去做跟班。咁咧就David Hume 咧啊，除咗头先我讲嗰啲之外咧，仲有好多关于呢、這个人性嘅描述。不过我睇睇个时间咧，今次咧都差不多啦。咁我要喺下一次咧就再同呢个大家咧就介绍呢个 David Hume 关于人性嘅描述。咁咧，如果大家有兴趣嘅话咧，就下个礼拜再嚟听咧。拜拜。